You're listening to a podcast from 702.
What's the tea?
Tell Clement
on 702.
So time for What's the Tea? You know the drill. We play a voice note and you can call us if you've got advice for the listener or if you've experienced something similar. You can give us a call, 011-883-0702. The WhatsApp line is 072-702-1702.
Hi, Clement. This is Dina from Soweto. So I'm in a bit of a predicament. I have a friend who I absolutely love and appreciate. But there's just only one issue that I have with her. And basically she's, you know, just a negative person. So, you know, she always goes out of her way to poke out the negative or point out the negative in, you know, something that I would perceive to be positive. You can literally be in the best of moods and, you know, she just finds a way. Just her presence and her negativity just literally, even if we're in a group of friends, always kills our vibe. So I just need advice on how do I really deal with her? How do you really deal with a negative friend and how do I address it with her? Please help
me out. So negative friends, I call them negative forum. I don't know why we call them. We had a friend in high school who was so negative. Oh, her name was Lerato. I hope she doesn't listen to the show. She was so negative. And we used to call her negative forum. So when she comes, we'll say, ooh, are she a negative forum? Hey, do you have friends like that who are so negative? Like, you buy a car, like, why was that like why didn't you buy like brand new?
First off, I'm drained having listened, like, the energy I had got sapped listening to that story. I refer to them as Debbie Downers. They come and they just doubt, everything becomes a down. Yeah. So on the one hand, there is this thing that a person might be like depressed going through the most and their perception of reality is always that of the dark and the negative. Mm. On the other hand, my sister, protect your peace. Have a conversation to say, listen, these are the sentiments that I get. You know, maybe you need to observe how you speak about certain things because it makes it difficult to engage with you. Mm. And if the person does nothing about it, then keep your distance and protect your peace.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody
guard
got time
your
for that.
Peace.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you. Guard your peace. How do you guys deal with negative friends? Give me a call on 011-883-0702. Maybe you can give me examples of how negative your friend was. So maybe it's not your friend, but it's your sister, your brother, or maybe someone in your family. How do you deal with it? Like, do you tell them that I don't like what you said? Do you just distance yourself? I remember there was I've got many moments, where friends, so it was mostly high school where I had this one particular friend who was so negative. And then just lately, I mean, I had a friend of a friend who said to me, when I started doing the show, right, the announcement was made. And I remember I spoke to Eusebius before the announcement was made and we both said we're switching off our phones because it was going to go crazy. As soon as the statement was released, we switched off our phones with Eusebius. I switched on my phone after 3 hours. It had been trending on Twitter. And then this friend of mine, right, when I switched on my phone, says, hey, how are you? We saw the news. Well, friend of a friend. And I said, oh, okay. Then he says, yeah. Did you see what this person said about you? And I was like, no, what is it? Reads the tweet to me. Like, it was such a negative tweet. Someone who was just a hater. And I thought to myself, hold up. This woman called me just to tell me what nasty thing somebody said about me. Eh? Like, that is negative forum. That's who I call a negative forum. Because you go out of your way, right, to demonstrate to someone and just disturb their peace. That's a problem. So how do you deal with negative friends like that? To cut the long story short, I have not seen that woman since last year. I really have never. Because I just feel, why must I even be in the same space as you? You're not okay. Lehlokonolo, you're calling us from Reimsach. Hi.
Clement, how are you, sir?
Kishab, how are you doing?
No, I'm not. So my story, I think mine was not only negative, but very toxic. So I met this guy back in Kumakayeng. we're 7 years old. So we became friends. But my late mom and my late friend never used to like the guy. They would always try to give me a whip when I come back from playing with this guy, you know? Until we obviously got old and then finished school. But the guy, the way he was so negative in my life, I've made a whole lot of bad choices, life choices, financial choices because of him.
Mm.
I got into drugs because of him.
Sure.
Somehow he had a way of just manipulating me, you know, because I used to take him as my friend. I remember when I broke off the friendship, I wanted to do like an event back home. And then he was like to me, "Achieve, you know, but I'm not going to so because we create even 1,000 attendance about you."
Mm.
And to my surprise, my event was very successful. I got like over 10,000 people for the first time. Then that's when
did he come back to congratulate you? Dubai.
Yeah, then that's how I cut the guy off my life.
Yeah. No, you don't need that negative energy, Lisho. Oh, Nolan, good on you for deciding I'm walking away. Because if someone is just draining and draining your energy, why should you keep them? Yeah? How do you deal with negative friends? Huh? Or how have you reacted? Maybe you can give us examples. You know those friends who say, "Oh, hey, friend, I bought a car. Come see it." And then when they come, they're like, "Oh, but why didn't you buy a brand new car?" Or, "Oh, I would have bought a color blue when yours is gray." You know those people. Or you've got a hairstyle and they say, "You... but friend, I think you've got a big head for this. I would have done just normal braids." How do you deal with friends like that? I'm going to your calls now after the break.
It's got your whole office talking.
What's the Tea with Clement Maniatella
on 702.
Let's go to your voice notes on 072-702-1702.
Good day, Clement. Listeners, hello. You know, Clement, we have to understand these people that are negative. It started somewhere. Maybe he or she spoke something negative and then someone laughed about it. And then she thought maybe it's good to talk like that. I had a cousin who was like that, Nom Tandazo. Nom Tandazo was always negative until I found out that no, she's actually lonely and she used to tell jokes. So when you tell jokes, you obviously got about again. Now, sometimes you're negative. Why is your pants like this? And then people laugh. And then people start entertaining, talking like that. They're not aware, shame, that they're actually being negative. Mm-hmm. So yeah, sometimes it's like that. Thank you. Tulas.
Good morning, Clement. It's Fiso. I don't think we should call it negativity. We should just call it jealousy. You know, when you call it jealousy, that's when you accept, okay, this person who is supposed to be my friend is actually not my friend. It's someone who's just dragging me into negativity. So let me cut them off. So I also had a friend like that. I decided to terminate the relationship. He always inboxes me, do all the things. I'm just not interested in him. Thank you. It's Fiso in Richards Bay.
Yeah, it's Fiso in Richards Bay. Guard your peace, right? That's important. Just guard your peace.
Hello, Climate. It's the lover here. And... people who negative talking, and whenever they talk negative and they buy or see something and they feel their stuff come from heaven. So not just negative, there's other troubles also come together with it. Bye.
You know, I'm actually remembering this Negative Forum friend. Guys, what does Negative Forum even mean? How did we... I think we attended an Afrikaans class that day and then we just Negative Forum. I think we attended an Afrikaans class that day and then we just decided to call her that. You, Lerato. Oh, Lerato was a mess. I remember we were applying to university in grade 12 and Lerato applied to a college. And we were busy sending her. I applied to vets. Girl was like, "You think you're going to go to vets? Like, why are you not applying at the college or at the very least TUT? Huh?" I remember that so vividly. Yo. Yeah. Those are the negative people you don't need in your life. Andrew says, "Haters are going to hate, Clement. I let people be themselves. I just always remember that their negativity is more about themselves than it is about me." Another person says, listen, I have two close friends like that. I'm a guy, they both females. I decided to do what TD Jakes once said, cut, 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 but did it so classy. They still think we are besties, but I'm gone. Imagine people think you're still besties with them, but you're long gone.
Hi, Clement. It's Timmy here from Soweto. With regards to negative friends, I just pretend as if they don't exist. Sharp.
How though? How do you do it? Are they still like in your life? Huh? Or do you also have a system like this listener who says they still think I'm their bestie, but I'm not? I don't know. How do you still do it?
Good morning, Clement. I'm here from Randburg. Clement, I just had a conversation with regards to so-called Debbie Downers, whose negativity poisons absolutely everything in friendship. Clement, can you please expand the conversation to those people in the workplace as well? I used to have this guy in sales that always came over to every cubicle and just moaned about absolutely everything the company and executives are doing wrong. And yeah, look, for company morale, that guy was just terrible. So maybe please expand the conversation to people in the workplace as well, please.
Yeah, if you want to share experiences about what happened in the workplace, you're welcome to do that, right? Because sometimes it's not just limited to the friends. That's why I said even sometimes in your family, someone is negative. So even if you experienced it in the workplace, you can share that experience with us. When have you experienced someone so negative? And how have you dealt with it? How do you navigate it?
Hello, Clement. Bona, the negative friend must just get the F out of the car. It's simple. Kabelo from Tembisa.
Kabelo. Someone says, I recently bought a car. I got comments such as, oh, you're going to cry the day you have to buy tires. Ah! Wait, you bought a car. Someone says to you, oh, you're going to cry the day you buy tires. My husband, okay, the SMS continues. My husband says if he were you, he would have bought a farm. Huh? One went to the extent of going to the website of the dealership to check how much I paid for it. Then came with a, you have money, ne? I've since distanced myself from all of them. Hi. Imagine you buy a car and then someone says to you, you're going to cry the day you have to buy tires. Ay, 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 ay. Oh, my husband says, so you and your husband were discussing me. Hmm? My husband says if he were you, he would have bought a farm. Then your husband must go buy a farm, babes. Who's stopping your husband from buying a farm? My sugar. Here's another SMS from Clifford. In theory, removing negative people from your life can sound really simple to do, but can sometimes be quite difficult to actually execute. Sometimes the toxic person is not so easy to get rid of. They might be a challenge, a childhood friend or relative. So someone that would be very hard to cut out of your life without massive consequences or dramatic changes. We should not expect each and every friend of ours to be our soulmate friend. Some might just be great to spend time with and chat with. Clifford, you raise an important point. And sometimes it's not just completely cutting people off, right? There are people you can't just cut off completely, right? But there's a way you can manage it. There's a way you can guard your peace so you're not constantly spending time with these people and all they do is just drain your energy and drain and drain and drain your energy. But I absolutely get where you're coming from. Robert, you're calling us from False Laura's. Hi.
Hey, Clement, how are you, man?
Sharp, how's it going?
I'm good, man. Yeah, I'm listening to you, man. Hey, man, this topic is very, 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 very interesting, eh? Yeah, you know, I live with someone who's like that. Everything is, like, wrong. And now, he's got this hold on me. I can't move. Every time I just go away and I leave her alone, but I always come around to talk to her again. So it's like she will give you time to maybe analyze what she has said, and then she will come again and say no to what she already has said. You know, these people, they are very, very, very strange, and
the powerfulness that they have, it's like you can't move anywhere. Every time you go around, you come back to the same point. You know, it's very strange.
Have you spoken to the person, Robert, about how you feel?
Yeah, many times.
And
you know what happens when you talk about that? You fight. Because she gets angry and she starts talking things. She changes things around. You know? It's like when you say a pirate is going to win, she will say, no, it's not going to win. Already the score is 3-0. And then she'll say, no, it's not going to win.
Yeah.
And then when the game ends, she will say, I told you so, that pirate is going to win.
No, Rob, I think you're going to need a mediator. I think you're going to need a mediator. Because if you say you've addressed it with the person and nothing is changing, maybe you need someone who can sit and facilitate the discussion between the two of you. Thanks, though, for calling and sharing your experience with us. Good luck, man. Lucas, you're in Roodepoort. Hi.
Hi, Clement. How are you?
Kimonate, how are you doing?
This topic of yours, man, it just drove back to home. It's about my uncle, my late uncle, may his soul rest in peace. You know, Clement, in 2007, I bought a 1.4 club, Corsa Utility, the one that we call Side Pocket. Then I was so happy driving from Bloemfontein to home to show it to my uncle. I said, why do you buy this such a small car? It's like a private, you're not going to load anything in this car, it's just a small car. Then that was in 2007. In 2010, I went to buy MT300, long beige. I went to show him. He said, it's just too big. There is no need for you to buy this car because, I said, no, I cannot live. That's when I realized my uncle is so jealous of me. And, it just touched me a lot. And luckily, those two guys, they were still there at the time. But I told him, uncle, it cannot be correct.
Sure.
4 years back, you said the Corsa is just too small. It's like a private. I could have just bought a private car. Now, I'm buying this. You're saying, what am I going to load? It does not make sense to me.
Yo.
So, may his soul rest in
peace. May his soul rest in peace, Lucas. So the car is small, right? And then the car is big. What do you want? Someone here on the SMS line says, I'm sad to say this, Clement. My wife said, and I quote, you don't qualify to study at vets. That I have not been able to delete. Then this person says, I've not been able to delete this from my mind. I'm doing my final year next year. I cannot give my name to protect her. Sure. And imagine when it's someone you love, you have an intimate relationship with. It must be even harder. Another person says, Clement, a relative went as far as checking how much our wedding reception venue charges for meals, saying we wasted so much money. I just ignored them. I continue to ignore them as at family functions. Yeah, guard your peace. That's it.